basically, you know, we were looking for this, like, sort of indie rock sound, but propelled by, like, world and dance beats. Then we were also looking for, like, a really fun show and doing, like, a really over-the-top sort of Flaming Lips-inspired show as well. So we have been rehearsing about 10 hours a week for the last, I'd say, over 2 years now. We love, like, Animal Collective, and we like, a lot of those Baltimore bands, and, you know, and then obviously, like, more electronic-based. Santana's a drummer and electronic musician, and he's really into dubstep, and so a lot of those influences sort of spill in there as well. So it's a pretty mixed bag of stuff, but at the end of the day, it's just, it's really fun. It's really fun, upbeat stuff. You know, it's, like, super colorful, there's costumes, and from a songwriting standpoint, it was sort of a movement from, like, more confessional-based songwriting to more just making music for people to ride in the car in the summer to sort of help them escape from, you know, whatever's going on in their day-to-day, you know, instead of sort of adding my, you know, confessional lyrics or whatever, you know, we were going for just something that's really fun and upbeat and colorful and then a multimedia experience of with videos and lights and costumes and, you know, just kind of bringing like a whole fun package.